things. I can't. It's like picking which is your favorite child. I want to do all those things, so I'm gonna battle for all of them. Thank you. Yes, sir. Up here, Aaron.
Hi. So in 2014, you donated to the effort to completely eliminate the caucus convention system.
I think I voted to have to encourage.
Well, you said to Mike Levitt that I want to tell you, Ann and I are supporters of the Count My Vote effort. Caucus convention systems exclude so many people. They rarely produce a result that reflects how rank and file Republicans feel. It smacks of self-interest and feels very wrong. So I'm here. I drove down here from Lehigh. I've spent 70 hours being a delegate, being away from my family, and kind of makes me feel like, you know, if this system didn't exist, you'd be okay with that. I mean, you're going to be on the ballot anyway, so maybe it doesn't matter to you. I know that you're putting on all these events, but I don't know. This came from your mouth. This is public record. And you did support that effort to eliminate it. My question is, why did you do that? Why did you support that effort to eliminate the caucus?
Well, not to eliminate the caucus.
That's what Count My Vote would have done in 2014.
No, it's to allow a dual path.
No, that was SB 54, and you said, I do not agree with the legislature interfering with Count My Vote's ability to be on the ballot.
Your memory of what I said is...
It's very excellent because I've done my research.
Let me tell you, I'm staying out of the ballot. The party can decide what... You want to say some more? Go ahead.
I just want to know why you donated to that effort. Do you think that was the right thing to do? Do you think what you said was the right thing to say?
Well, of course I thought it was the right thing to say. That's why I said it. All right? And what do I believe? I believe the experience we've had now is that a dual path is what we have in law. That's what we have in law in Utah right now. I asked Mike Lee, what should I do if I run for office? He said, you got to do both. You got to collect signatures, and you want to win the convention. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is meeting with delegates all across the state, because I want to have the endorsement of the Republican Party of Utah. And I do believe, having run for president, that it makes all the sense in the world to have the support of this convention and to get as many people as possible to sign up for your campaign. So you may say, well, gosh, why do you have signatures? You know, we've collected now about 50,000 signatures. What does that mean? We have their name, their address, and their email. We have 3,000 people who have helped me gather those signatures. This allows me to have a very effective campaign in the fall. It allows me not only to have the support of grassroots Republicans and delegates, but also the support of people who signed on. And that's something really critical, in my opinion, very helpful. That's why I think Mike Lee suggested this is exactly what I ought to do.
Well, I'm not asking about signatures.
I'm sorry?
I'm not asking about signatures. I'm saying, why would it be okay with you if we eliminated the caucus convention system?
It's okay with me to eliminate the caucus convention system. My view, based upon my experiences, that we're wise to have the dual path, or if the party says no dual path, and I think that's a possibility, that the party will say, no, it's going to be convention caucus only. If that happens, then that's the choice of the party.
Well, that is the choice of the party, but they're unable to make that choice.
Party at large.
Okay.
I'm thinking about the party at large. Mm-hmm. I believe, by the way, if you believe the purpose of becoming a delegate is to protect the delegate process and the convention, then I would say that I think that's a misunderstanding of the role of a delegate. I think the role of a delegate is to decide who should be the next United States Senator for Utah. But if the other is more important, then you can vote for someone else who isn't willing to go out and collect the signatures. But I think I will be a better senator and a better candidate in the fall, having collected 50,000 signatures in the names of those people and 3,000 volunteers. So that's why I'm doing it. Yes, sir.
Where's all been in Utah?